today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Ay, ay, ay.
Rich just called me a bad word, Doug.
I'm going to beat him up the next time I see him, Jennifer.
You better.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, it's 7 after the hour. Uri.
That's so funny.
Apparently, Tuesday is the day Uri actually produces that television show that is now on in Ukraine.
In the Ukraine, yeah.
So, it is, and this is their, seven hours ahead of us. So, it would be middle of the afternoon there, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. When they're getting ready, they prep the stuff. Most of the programs that are aired in the Eastern Bloc nations are done live. I don't know why that is, because they want to save money. I don't know. Most of the times that those shows have aired, Uri, just sort of a background here, Uri Geller, who is one of the best friends this program has, and also one of my very good friends, one of the most interesting characters I've ever met in my life. I'm ready for Richie. Doug!
It's synchronicity.
Yeah, right. Doug, Richie does a pretty good Uri.
He is absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, he's a very funny guy. He doesn't know that he's funny.
Does he speak all these languages?
Does he speak all these what languages?
Well, isn't he doing something in the Ukraine?
No.
Don't you have to speak
Ukrainian?
No, it's
all translated.
He's done Japanese.
They translate it all. No.
Yeah. That's so cool. I want to make it big enough that they translate.
Yiddish. He can speak Yiddish.
Right.
But he doesn't, and they are at their home. They speak, it isn't Yiddish, it's Jewish, but what
Hebrew.
Hebrew, thank you. Jewish.
They speak Jewish.
I probably.
Oi!
That's too much.
Hey, glad you don't like my chicken soup. All right, so isn't that's the way it is, though.
You never call your father.
No. You want me to call him? The Henny Youngman routine. Okay, so anyway, The essence of Uri's friendship is built around a lot of things that I've learned about you and about me and about all of us. One of the things that Uri is always, always, always promoting is how well you can do if you put constant effort into everything that you do. And he is an extraordinarily good example of that. One of the things I like best about Uri is that he's a good example. He, you know, it's the old talk. The talk the walk, or whatever it is. He
walks the walk.
Talk.
Walk the walk and talk the talk.
That too.
He walks
the walk.
He has conquered many of his fears. Every once in a while, I will tell you, I think I've said this before, when Brendan and I sat in the green room the night he went on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, which was the first time he'd been on The Tonight Show for 27 years, Johnny Carson embarrassed him unbelievably, and he never was invited back. But Uri is persistent, and Jay Leno had been after him. He said, yeah, okay. I'd never seen him sweat, never seen him nervous. No matter how large the crowds were, they'd never seen him perform. He was never before like I saw him that night going into The Tonight Show. And he did very well. But he works on his own excellence. He believes in lifting, what is it they say, a rising tide brings up all boats or something.
Yep.
So he always brings up people who are around him. And that's mostly because of what his own deal is. He has sort of a trademark, and it is energy, it's excitement, it's enthusiasm. And don't you wish we all had it? Some people say, oh, it's tiring to be around folks like that.
And
it is,
you know,
it's refreshing.
Sometimes you bring on these kookamonga people.
I do.
That are all into this new age kind of
garbage. Well, that's a pejorative on your part.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely, it is.
Okay. It's like you saying what you did about Beth Phoenix. That was
also. I'll get to the compliment here.
Quiet.
Good. Uri is the best thing I love about Uri is he is the most genuine person.
Yeah, Uri is Uri.
You will ever meet in your life.
Is what
there
you're
is
here.
Nothing fake about Uri.
Nothing.
It's not like he's putting on a show for anybody.
No.
And he is a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah, very
and
regular.
He can bend a spoon like nobody's business.
And he can bend a spoon. It still freaks me out the day he came in here and bent that. I say what you want. It's a magic trick. It ain't no magic trick.
No.
He handed me that spoon and it was bending in my hand, not his. And it was freaky. But he's just a nice, I mean, you know, I've gotten to know him over the...
Loves his family.
14 years or whatever it is.
Yeah.
He's just a nice, he'd do anything in the world for anybody.
Yeah, he always wants to help.
Yeah.
Always wants to help. He'll call anybody anywhere if you ask him to call.
Yeah.
Call him up. Say hi to him.
He will do anything.
Yeah. He's very good that way. And that's real leadership, I think, in a sense. That's really what... Wait a minute. Hold on a second. A hot off the presses. Just a second. I got an email. Uri has an email that says, here's the Ukrainian phone.
Well, let's give it out over the air.
Yeah.
But I'll give it to you in a second, and we can. As a matter of fact, Richie, I'll shoot it to you. We'll take a few spots and see if we can find him now that we've talked about him. Let's see if we can find him. We'll, with luck, Uri Geller next, 13 after on Good Day.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know because, well, I'm inside your head and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know Autotrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, Autotrader.com lets you compare new cars in all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe. But your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa! Just tell me when you're going to do it first. Autotrader.com. Now the ultimate new car marketplace.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
We're chasing Uri Geller around an airport.
That could be a reality show. Chasing Uri Geller.
Right, exactly. 15 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Uri's brother-in-law, Shippy, who is his manager and constant companion. They go everywhere together, wherever Uri is making appearances. I don't think I've ever been with Uri. Well, that's not true. I have been with Uri when Shippy wasn't around, but not very often. Shippy is Hannah's brother.
That
Hannah
just that one time.
Uri's wife. Yeah. All right. Where are you? Are you there?
Yes, I'm in Kiev Airport. It's a lovely day here. Sunny, not a cloud in the sky. And as usual, I'm walking in the parking lot, doing some stretching exercises.
Right.
Waiting until we board.
There's a picture for you. Uri Geller in the Kiev parking lot doing stretching exercises right. At the airport.
They've redone. They've rebuilt that. I told you I was there. I don't remember how many years ago it was. The first time I landed there, there were airplanes that had crashed that were pushed off the side of the runway. They cleaned all those up now, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm actually doing some Achilles tendon stretches.
Right.
And you know, walking between the cars here, mm-hmm. I'll just walk around and I'll tell you what I see. I see a Bentley. Next to the Bentley, there is a Cheyenne Porsche. Next to the Cheyenne Porsche, there's a Lexus. Next to the Lexus, there's a Rolls Royce.
Da, it's good to be Ukraine.
Yeah.
And then a few Range Rovers. This is incredible.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm in the VIP
section of the airport.
Yeah. Are there any security guards staring at you, Uri?
Yeah, well, the people are watching me all the time.
Yeah. Speaking of watching, earlier today we were talking about angels. And I don't know that you and I have ever had a serious, relatively informative conversation about your belief regarding angels and whether they walk beside all of us every day, giving us comfort and protecting us. What do you think about angels around us?
Oh, I absolutely believe in angels. As a matter of fact, this is a sad story, but, you know, I'm the only child of my parents, but I'm actually my mother's child,
right,
because my dad did not want children. And in a way, he forced my mother to go through 8 abortions.
Yeah.
So I know that I have 8 angels around me. I feel that all the time since I was a very small boy. And I definitely believe in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe, as we discussed in the past, that energy cannot be destroyed. Therefore, you know, we enter different realms and in different dimensions. And as a matter of fact, not long ago, when I had a show in Norway, there was a huge controversy because the princess, she came out with a book, letting people know that she believes in angels. And she was immediately attacked by the press. How come royalty, talk about angels and believe in angels? And I was on her side. I actually met her, and I defended her because it is our right to believe in whatever we want to, Doug.
Right. It is. Yeah, you can believe or not believe. How does it hurt you? If you want to not pay attention, that's fine. The thing that's troublesome, Uri, is that so many people try to put down those or keep those from speaking with whom they do not agree. And that's troubling. Very, that's not a good sign.
You know, as you know, I had this throughout my career, you know, from the day I kind of came out onto the scene with the spoon dentist, I was immediately attacked by skeptics. Close-minded individuals who just could not believe that it could be or might be real. They thought that everything is a trick. And, there's a small a contingency of skeptics out there, but really, in the big picture, they're insignificant.
Wasn't there something about Randy or some of these people? Richie, weren't we talking about that 2 or 3 weeks ago? I don't think we got a hold of Uri.
Yeah.
Some guy's trying to put down all of this stuff.
Well, it's always the amazing Randy or whatever it is, always tries to, is the skeptical inquirer.
There's nothing amazing about him.
Right.
Well, for me, they always acted as my unpaid publicist. And I have to actually send
them. Thank them. I know. That's the old expression. Doesn't make any difference what you say. Just spell my name right. That's all. Get it out there. All right, so you're going back to England from Ukraine. How many shows have you produced in Ukraine?
I did my 8th show last night with great success. You can see the pictures on my website.
Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. You know, the picture you sent to me, I couldn't open. I just told Shippy I couldn't get it open. So somehow or other, have Shippy send it to me so I can open it. He said...
You know, by the way, you mentioned Shippy before, that he always travels with me. Well, remember, Doug, that I do not touch money. As a matter of fact, in the early 70s, I gave up my wallet.
I remember that. All right, we got to scoot. Uri Geller on Good Day.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Of these outstanding groups have earned another performance, but one group is about to sing their last tune. The first two groups to secure a spot in the next round are Vocal Point and Urban Method.
All right, so there's some of the groups
we're
ranking on the sing-off last night. Here's Delilah on that show performing Grenada. Is that Grenada?
Grenade.
Grenade.
Bruno Mars song.
Oh, I don't know who's Bruno Mars. Why do I know that name?
He's a famous singer.
Yeah, I got a bunch of big songs out right now.
So that's good. Next up, from the sing-off, the Fannin family sings Who Says. This is a Selena Gomez song.
Ladies!
No.
Hell yeah.
Rich, can you, like, hello?
No beauty queen.
Yeah. Just to underscore what the sing-off is, it's a cappella singing.
Yes.
No accompaniment at all, and we find this to be more attractive than most of these sing-off shows, I think.
Listen to the bass lines being sung.
Like to change about yourself, but when it comes to me, I wouldn't want to be anybody else. I'm no beauty queen. I'm just beautiful. Me, you got every right to a beautiful life. Who says, who says you're not perfect? Who says you're not perfect? Who says you're the only one that turns?
A group called Vocal Point. You'll like this one, Richie. A Brian Setzer tune.
I actually saw this. Yeah, it was very
jump,
cool.
Jump, jive, and wail. I like it already. I heard it again.
Baby, it looks like it's from hell.
I told Richie and Jennifer, those of you who may have been watching this, although all the public broadcasting stations do something different. They're in begathon mode, as they are, but four times a year, I think, they go into begathon mode. And last night I saw, what was it? The
Big Bad Voodoo
Big
Daddy.
Bad, I keep forgetting their name. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Boy, I thought they were superb. Great, great stuff. Made me think about it. It's the only Brian Setzer.
Right.
All right, so this is Vocal Point. Here's another group contending in the sing-off called the Yellow Jacket. They're singing Waving Flag by the Canaan. And sound good.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more talent here, I think, anywhere.
There's a band that we had on the show years ago. We've had a couple of these a cappella bands, but there's a band that's been fairly successful called Take Six.
The one that did the Christmas album?
Yeah. I mean, just cool, cool stuff. And we've had a couple of Christmas bands on that have done this. I love the a cappella stuff. Very neat.
Well, then, Richie, I'm sure we'll continue. If you like it,
that's it.
We'll be working
keep
it.
Doing it.
That's right.
Yeah. Coming up, how'd you like to spend the night with some alligators? Visualize that. Just to let your mind run in the rough.
Been there, done that.
Alligator shoes.
No, alligators alive. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Netflix announced that it's splitting up its services into two separate companies. The DVD by mail service will now be known as Quixtar, while the online streaming service will keep the Netflix name. Quixtar will also rent video games. Will having two separate names and separate sites drive away even more customers? We'll see. In other news, a survey by Pew Research found that text messaging is the preferred method of contact for 31% of U.S. adults. The super group of texters is, unsurprisingly, 18 to 24-year-olds who send a whopping average of nearly 110 text messages every day. By comparison, the daily average for all adults is around 42 messages. And finally, the U.S. government has launched a paid two-year technology fellows program to help increase the amount of qualified IT professionals. To apply, you must be in the process of completing a master's or a doctorate degree. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
For contractors, business comes from bids. And better bids start at the Home Depot, where right now, you can save 15% on special order windows and doors. That means putting great brands and great quality into any job at an even better price. So if you're a pro, get that 15% savings. Then get ready to lower your estimates, be more competitive, and bring on the business. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 28th, U.S. only, see store for details.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Program. One of the good things is I love you, Richie. I love you, Jennifer.
Oh, I love you, Jackie.
I love all of you. Matter of fact, I want to spread some love to some folks who are spreading their good news back at us. Before we get to the actual good news, how about we say a good day, a happy good day to let's see here, Kathy Clark. Hi, Kathy.
Good name.
I like that name, yeah.
Very nice. That's a great name. Chris Clark's a good name. Kathy Clark. I like all those names. She's angry at me, however.
Uh-oh, what'd you do now? Really?
Well, she's been listening, and she said, I was shocked at the amount of anger you carry around. You seem always mad at the government, the TSA, the FDA, the welfare takers, and so forth and so on, the Mormons, the Chinese... politician, bratty celebrities. How bitter and crotchety you sound these days.
Oh.
Really? What?
Do you think you sound bitter and crotchety?
Do I think I do?
Mm-hmm.
Not bitter. Crotchety, yeah, but not bitter.
I got to say, not crotchety, but bitter, so maybe. I just find it frustrating.
I don't think you ever sound bitter.
No.
Bitter would mean you're jealous.
Yeah, no.
You're never jealous of these people.
No, I just
haven't
tired of it.
Towards them.
I'm tired of it. And I need to be the voice of the public, Vox Populi.
Thank God you're here for us, Doug.
Right, exactly. If it wasn't for me, who would save the world? Heavenly Days McGee, or whomever else is out there.
I want you to have a new life philosophy when it comes to this.
Really?
Pent-up anger that you have.
Well, it's not pent-up. I express it as great therapy every day. I'm here.
Right,
it's not pent-up at all.
Great therapy for you.
I'm being Mr. Vox Populi.
But every time you're about to explode into one of your little tirades that the listeners have obviously caught on to now,
yeah.
I want you to think to yourself.
What's that?
W-W-U-D.
What would Uri do?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
But I think, yeah.
But Uri's not me, and I'm not Uri.
No.
But wouldn't you love to be more like Uri? He's such a peaceful guy.
He is peaceful. I'm very peaceful. I get it out of my system. Why do you think I look as good as I do and feel as good as I do? When's the last time you heard
me? You think it's unhealthy to even get
it's very healthy to get pressure. Who is going to express? I grew up around a man who was very angry. My father was very angry for lots of different reasons. I have told the story about him being an orphan. He was angry. His mother died when he was a baby.
Right.
That has an impact on how he treats women, all of that stuff. And so, yeah. And some of that was cast on me as the only boy in the family. I understand these things. I've been through enough therapy to know exactly how all of these things play. So I have determined over the years that when I was angry about something, I would express it. Sometimes the anger is appropriately expressed. Sometimes it's not. But anger held up is very unhealthy.
But my question is, why are you angry?
I am angry because it is the same old stuff. I feel like it is my responsibility in part to call attention to these things.
See, I believe that's a waste of energy, though.
Well, then who does?
Getting
angry. How does anything get fixed? That's why you see.
Oh, there it is. That is
the problem.
Now we're finally hitting it. The way to fix something is to get angry.
The way to fix something is to get even.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, there it is.
All right. May I move on now?
Yes, please.
Anyway, I was looking at some of these other people who I just want to say hello to. Perry Lowell and Bob Hawkins. Hi, Bob. To Mark Galante. There is a lot of watching, actually a couple of threads. You know how I love these silly little things, the sweet tweets, I call them, where people just send things that seem to be moderately nonsensical, or there's a non sequitur to them. For example, here's somebody who is hitting the number HP number touchpad, and he says, no, that's not it. I'm looking at this. I don't understand when you hit these numbers. You taught me something when I hit my touch, the bar, a couple of weeks ago about how to clean something off.
What are we talking about? Cleaning bars?
We're back to computer maintenance.
Right.
Yeah. One-on-one. I can't remember what it was we talked about. So.
Yeah, not important.
No.
Jennifer?
Oh, hi.
Careful.
Yeah? TV. What?
Here's... That was good. As a tweet, 65% of children entering school this year will end up working in careers that haven't been invented yet.
That's
I've
crazy.
Seen that a couple of times. I thought that, yeah. Isn't it though, huh?
Isn't that a weird thing to think about?
It is weird. Mm. Yeah. All right, so anyway, do I say hello to people or shall I do the good news?
You know, before you do that, it's like in the 50s and 60s when all the kids wanted to be astronauts. Well, the 60s, I guess.
Yeah.
Wanted to be astronauts. Now we can't even, no kid can even be an astronaut.
Nope. And we got space junk everywhere.
And space
they
junk.
Just announced the other day the government has finally decided on the next space shuttle.
Yeah, four years from now.
Prototype, yeah. It is 4 years from now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello.
So you can still be an astronaut.
I can.
But you're going deep space now.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Bayou Girl is listening to us. Where do you suppose she lives?
Down New Orleans way.
You think so? Hi to Whitney and Josh and Jason and Adolf. Adolf is listening. Tom is listening. Sends me an email about corporations, following up on what we were saying before. There have been so many misstatements about this corporate tax thing. People are, this is something people are angry about, Richie. Christopher, hi. Here's, let's see here. Scott, who sends us an email a year in Menasha, Wisconsin. Hi, Beth.
Thanks,
hi.
Scott.
It is, right. He sent some interesting things along. Will Ellsworth. Hi, Will. Everybody know Will?
Hi, Will.
Hey, Will.
Hey, Will. Here's Jim Jennings in Santa Teresa, New Mexico. Several times I've heard you say, do not kill crickets, they are good. I always heard they eat cloth.
Bad luck to kill a cricket.
And here's my proof. He sent me something we could check out at answers.yourdictionary.com/animal-life. What do crickets eat? What do crickets eat?
I don't. That's a great question. I have no idea.
All right, let's ask that on Facebook.
Bugs.
We should get Jiminy.
Jim Jiminy. Okay, here's...
Let me look at it.
Somebody...
Do crickets.
Heard you talking about how public schools are failing. Here's another anger moment. Interesting dilemma. Schools are far from being perfect, but maybe students and their families who won't put forth an effort is where the breakdown actually comes. But wait. Nobody wants to accept blame or point a finger. Let's see here. California is the number one spender on education per capita, Jennifer. Ranks 48th in the nation. My God. Did you know that? There's something to be angry about. You live in California, right? You have spent more money on education, public education, yet you rank 48th out of 50 in achievement.
Who's lower than us?
More students, probably Mississippi would be one. I don't know what the other one would be. Isn't that amazing? And the people of California put up with this? What did we have? We went through this whole business of the high schools in L.A. County and how many people drop out when they're 16. Was it 40%?
It's almost 50.
50%.
Mm-hmm.
And yet people continue to throw money at it the way they've been throwing.
And it's all going into the administration. That's what's ridiculous.
Yeah, your mother's
none of
a teacher.
It filters, none of it filters into the classroom. It goes into, it's top heavy. And now they've opened up so many new schools in L.A. that they're going to have to fire more teachers because there aren't enough kids in the classes.
Amazing, isn't it, huh?
Which is 36, by the way.
How do you plan for this?
Wow, crickets eat anything. Everything.
Yeah, everything.
They're omnivorous. They eat other insects.
Uh-huh.
They'll hang out in your garden eating rotten tomatoes and other debris. They like paper.
You think they
kind of like Doug?
I think they'd eat Bill Bennett. Maybe a bite of mangum.
Apparently, when captured, they will bite.
Really?
Humans. Yes.
They will.
We have these roosters running around the farmyard, and they are beginning to peck at people. So we're going to get rid of them.
Those roosters are humongous.
Yeah, Jennifer saw them last week.
You talking about your dairy store roosters?
Yeah, right.
There's a picture at Facebook, actually, that I took of them because I was in love with them.
Really? Why did you take them with you?
They followed me everywhere, and they are huge. Yeah. They are very well fed.
They're also becoming an annoyance.
Hmm.
So anybody want to
make them into dinner?
Rooster, right, exactly. It's rooster stew tonight on
rooster
the farm.
Pa.
Barbara Hale, spelled H-A-I-L-E, Richie. One of our listeners, I don't know where she is.
Hi, Barbara.
Talking about academic decathlons. Do you know anything about those? Is your mother involved? What are those all about?
They're for the really smart kids. It's like a big round of Jeopardy that different schools compete with each other.
Do they get as much attention as football, or football championships, football games?
You know, they're starting to. Not as much as football, but when there's a national winner or when there's a local winner, it usually makes the newspapers.
Mm-hmm. If education was a priority for this nation, it would be assigned a major cabinet post. I thought we had a Secretary of Education.
I thought we did, too.
Don't we? I don't think this person knows it. Won't be the first time we had it. Well, misinformation on the air. Richie's happy to tell me when I am in error. So, and because he checks Snopes and Wikipoop and whatever else there is.
I'm the filter. Doug gets an email in his inbox, and 30 seconds later, he's reading it on the air.
Not necessarily 30 seconds.
So one of us has to go check the facts.
Yeah. And who would that? You've appointed yourself the fact czar.
Well, I've become the fact czar because...
Yeah, because as long as I'm entertained, I'll never check you out.
Right.
Yeah.
And you see, that's what the...
And Doug's the same way.
That's the majority of people listening to the program.
Right. Hello. Facts are irrelevant.
Yeah. Right. I would never let facts get in the way of a good story. All right. So I started out why we were here with you the last few minutes was to give you the good news. I haven't quite gotten to that yet.
No.
But because Dr. Ken is saving another life today, two lives in a row. Yesterday he saved a life, today he's saving a life. So we'll have time for the good news other than the fact that Dr. Ken is saving somebody's life coming right up here on Good Day.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry. I'm a hugger.
More than 35 million people around the world are living with Alzheimer's, and millions more share their time, energy, and love as caregivers. The Alzheimer's Association is honoring these everyday heroes throughout September to commemorate World Alzheimer's Month. Elias Jimenez is an Alzheimer's hero.
I like to challenge myself on adventures, like a two-week, 2,900-mile rickshaw race through India benefiting the Alzheimer's Association. But those challenges are nothing compared to the physical and emotional struggles my father faced with Alzheimer's and those my mother faced caring for him. On behalf of caregivers around the world, I will continue to lend my energy and time to the fight against Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States and the only cause of death among the top 10 without a way to prevent, cure, or even slow its progression. Please join the fight by visiting ALZ.org/WAM for ideas on how you can declare the end of Alzheimer's starts with me.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
All right, the good news, some of the good news anyway, even though Ken isn't here, I have some of the results of his weekly newsletter and some of the things that he's researched. Did you know that the lung cancer rate is falling in our country? This is the
That's
first
good
time.
News. Do you think there's less people smoke?
I think that has partly to do with it, plus we've cleaned up the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
Do less people smoke?
Fewer people are smoking now.
I think so. Then did 40 years ago?
Yeah, or even 10 years ago. Yeah, it's down to 21%. It used to be 29%. It was at one point in time 60, 70%. Children who drink raw milk have less asthma and allergies. Another story that has been booted around a little bit. And I sort of tipped on this a few weeks ago when I was talking about what Dr. Ted Beals is doing to research all of this using the government's own information. This is not a new study. This is just him going through all of the research that's been done the past 40 years or so on raw milk, and the government's own information is counter to what their position is. Duh. How do you like that, Richie, on the camera?
Is that your duh?
Duh. Very nice. Duh. Here's something good.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of smoking, if you stop smoking, your personality will improve.
Really?
Yep.
Wouldn't you be happier if you're feeding your addiction, though?
No, apparently not. Feeding your addiction makes you grumpy. I must be addicted to something, Richie, if I'm grumpy and cranky. There's a research paper out.
Muscle Mambo.
When people get hungry, they get cranky. I don't know, why do you have to research that?
Yeah, why do you think Hollywood starlets are always upset about something?
Yeah, I mean, when I don't eat, I'm kind of grumpy. Are you, Richie?
I just get quiet and tired when
you
I'm
do.
Hungry. Yeah, I don't get grumpy.
All right. Okay, so that's some of the good news. Now, I promised the story about these alligators. This is something from today's show at DougStefan.com. There is a place in Central Florida where a couple of men spent the night stealing baby alligators. Robert Duvall... No relation.
Right. No.
Christopher Scroggins, both of Bushnell, Florida, arrested on the shores of Lake Apopka near Orlando with 260 alligators.
Oh, my gosh. What were they going to do with them?
They're going to sell them. They're
wow.
Very
That's a
valuable.
Baby alligator.
There's
Who
a law
those?
Against poaching them. They're very, alligators for shoes and bags. And
food. And have you ever eaten alligator?
Food and people.
Yeah, I mean, they sell alligator
they sell them
nuggets
for pets.
Down at SeaWorld.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's they like get, chicken.
If in fact they
meat.
Are convicted, they face a $5,000 fine for each one
Good.
Of the alligators that they stole.
Go get them.
So, let's see, 260 times 5... That's like $230,000.
Good.
Wow.
Hit him.
Alligator.
Hit him again.
Hit him again. Hit him again. Harder. Yeah. Harder. Hit him again, hit him again. All right. So we've really done a great job informing you of what's going on in the world. Did you know that?
Absolutely.
51 after on Good Day.
My brain is full.
Good for you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now 20, whoops, wait a minute, 53 after the hour.
There you go.
I'm going ahead. I could be ahead of myself or behind Richie, because it'll be 23 after the hour in a half hour. It was 23 after the hour a half hour ago. I'm safe. I'm a winner, no matter what. The home of the winners. And speaking of that, this is a group called Outfield.
The Outfield.
Singing The Outfield, okay. Yeah. Singing Winning It All from the movie The Mighty Ducks, which was the number one movie this week in 1992. Why do I think, what do I confuse this movie with? It seemed to me just a couple of weeks ago.
This is Emilio Estevez's little franchise.
But what else can I, there's something here that I remember a couple of weeks ago I was talking about.
There's a hockey team in Anaheim called the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim.
No. Is that why, which came first, this movie or those?
The movie came first.
Really? So they stole the name?
Disney bought the name and hockey team after this kid.
Oh, Disney owned the team?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And they had a mascot that was a duck, and it caught on fire once. I was in the game.
All right, Tony, that was the number one movie of the week during this week in 1992.
You know what actor was in The Mighty Ducks that is now on a popular science fiction TV show?
No.
Joshua Jackson.
Oh, he was in The Mighty Ducks.
What TV show was he on?
Fringe.
He's on Fringe.
Oh, I don't watch Fringe.
So good.
So how would I know? Fringe. He's like, you dummy, you don't know. You dummy.
Because it's so good, Doug.
Right, exactly. All right.
You know, by the way, you asked me off air if I watched Two and a Half Men last night.
I did, yes, Chucker. That's true.
Did you watch it?
I watched a little of it, yeah.
I can't say I'm a regular viewer, but from what I... Well, you know, first rule of thumb is never judge any... season-long TV show by its first episode.
Right.
Because usually it's never as good or as bad as you as
right.
a season progresses.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that based on the character that I've seen Ashton Kutcher play, not that he's not good, but I just don't think fans are going to embrace that character.
And Chucker, didn't you think it was interesting that John Cryer basically ended up being the lead character in that episode last night?
I'm not surprised because I think that's the way the writers probably envisioned that the fan base would cling on to that character first before you develop Kushner's character. But
he was always the straight guy to Charlie's, lead-in jokes and everything. And now for him to take the lead on it, I thought he did an excellent job. I thought he was great. But you're right. I'm not sure the Ashton Kutcher character is something that can
time
sustain.
Will tell. But the thing
time
is that what's his face? Who's playing Ashton Kutcher getting $1 million? The other guy's getting $800,000.
That's so bad.
You got
that'll change.
Yeah, wonder.
Well, as long as they can keep viewers.
Right. All right. Well, let's see. Did anybody get the overnight ratings on that, Jennifer?
No, but I can look them up.
Yeah, let's see. Meanwhile,
I don't think they'll be out yet till about noon. But
really. Well, we can take them out. Would you like to say anything else before I start something? I don't want you to interrupt me anymore.
Let me think. No, go ahead. Proceed.
Okay, thank you. Chuck Curry, by the way, has an unbelievably good blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can go to by actually connect with the Chuck by going to the contributors slot. There's a whole line of contributors. Check out Chucker's picture. Click on that. You'll go to Entertainment Today and Beyond. See what he's thinking about the current slate of DVD offerings, video, movies, et cetera, et cetera. Here's a contest involving a movie that was number one during this week in 1975. Has some familiar voices. Here's the first one.
Is there any special country you want to go to?
Wyoming.
No, Wyoming. This is not a country.
All right. Got it yet? 800-510-8255. We get a winner yesterday?
I don't think we had
a winner yesterday.
No.
Okay. So put your thinking caps on. You got a minute or so to figure this out. If you have the right answer and you've never won before on Movie Moments, call 800-510-8255 to figure out what this movie is.
You know something, people? You're going to be remembered the rest of your lives for the day you got held up and kidnapped.
All right. Come on. You know that voice.
I know it. I love that film.
800. I know you do. 800-510-8255. Last clue.
You're going to see our brains on a sidewalk. They're going to spill our guts out. Now, you're going to show that on television? Have all your housewives look at that instead of As the World Turns? I mean, what do you got for me? I want something for that.
All right.
I don't know.
Italian. What? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
You know that voice, though, right?
No? I'm not sure I do.
800.
I'm sure I do, but I...
510-8255. Chuck, what else do you have in movie news?
Filming on Sylvester Stallone's Expendables 2 starts shooting in the next 2 months. Latest rumor is that John Travolta might join the cast. This is some cast. Sylvester Stallone, Jet Li, Jason Statham, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Chuck Norris, Bruce Willis, and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yep, there you go.
That's the big box office right there.
Of course.
Another news. Disney's, okay, do the concept.
Yeah, I'm just thinking how silly. These guys are just going to have fun for 3 or 4 months, and they'll make, $20 million apiece or something.
I don't know. They got to cut the cost on the salary. So
Zach, what's the name of the movie?
It's Dog Day Afternoon.
Yes, it is. Yep. Al Pacino, hold on.